Welcome to Daniel's Window, where we watch and pray. Our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak. If you want to carry out the will of God, then there's only one way possible, and that's to submit ourselves in prayer. Because even Jesus, on the day to carry out the cross, he told disciples to watch and pray. Your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. And so even Jesus, who had perfect flesh, and the fact that he had no sin nature, never committed sin, tempted in all ways, but not sin like man did, he still had to submit himself to prayer. And he said, God, not my will, your will be done, not my way, because my way is not drinking this cup of suffering, but nevertheless, let your will be done. And so he needed God to empower his flesh to be able to get up and carry that cross down Main Street and be crucified on it. And so we need to do the same. We've got to watch and pray. We've got to submit ourselves to God through prayer so that we have the power to carry out God's will here on earth as it is in heaven. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 16 through 19 says, I do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you my prayers. So this is, you know, Paul praying. Says, I do not cease to give thanks for you. We always need to give thanks for people that are in our life. And making you mention my prayers. I mean, you know, we can spend hours and maybe all day long. It depends on just how many people you have in your circle and how many people you're coming across, you know, and praying for whatever their prayers are. But many times I'm praying for someone. If I'm led to go into detail, I do. But many times I just kind of mention their names. Say, God, thank you for this person who's in my life, whatever they need, bless them with. And so we need to, you know, give thanks for them and make mention of my prayers when, you know, sometimes I go in intercession for somebody, but other times I just make mention of them. And you should as well. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation. So with the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, you got to remember, you know, it's both the Father and the Son. In fact, if you deny the Father and Son, you are part of the Antichrist spirit. So we got to remind ourselves the only reason we can talk to the Father is for what the Son Jesus has done for us. But we need not to forget the Father, because some people want to forget the Father and see Jesus as some way calming down an angry old man. But God changes not. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So the Father and the Son are in complete 100% agreement. And when Jesus came as a lamb, he will come again, but not to, you know, but to judge sin, not to save us from sin. So God the Father and God the Son are one. May give to you a spirit of wisdom and a revelation of knowledge of him. That's a three-strong cord, because wisdom and revelation is understanding. If you don't understand it, then you don't have a revelation and a knowledge of it. A lot of people have knowledge, but they have no understanding, and they have no way to apply it, because knowledge that's not applied is not wisdom. You know, good knowledge is applied is wisdom. So you need wisdom. So may give you a spirit of wisdom and understand that. With wisdom, good understanding. This is in the book of Proverbs. In the knowledge of him. We need to grow in the knowledge of God. The knowledge of, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. We need to know his ways. Not just that he answers prayers. Israel knew, you know, that God answered prayers and knew his miracles, but Moses knew his ways. So that's what God gives us, wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. So it's not just our mind to be enlightened if it just stays there. And of course, all of us are, you know, have more knowledge in our head than we do in our heart. And that's kind of the, you know, the process. We need to meditate on the Word of God day and night before it becomes understanding. And of course, understanding is not in the head. Understanding is in the heart. So the spirit of the wisdom, revelation, knowledge of him, I pray that, you know, the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. So this is something we need to pray for ourselves. So there's two things I pray here. One, I pray that people may have the three strong cord, that they may, God, give them wisdom, understanding, give them wisdom and revelation and knowledge of who you are. Enlighten their heart so they may understand from the heart and not just from a mental understanding. I pray the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling. So we need hope of his calling. You know, God's calling is not our calling. Jesus is the one who saves. We're not the one who saves. He's the one that opens eyes. We're not the ones that open eyes. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance? So that God is not broke. God is not cheap. God is not lack in giving. We need to, you know, many times we're worn out. We've given our last, you know, encouragement, word of encouragement. We've given our last dollar. So we need to keep our mind upon that it's not about our resources, about his. So that we're pulling from his riches and not ours. The glory of his inheritance in the saints. So what is the surpassing you know, surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe. You know, no matter how great we think God is, there's surpassing greatness of our understanding. So we always need to be continuing, you know, to be, you know, in awe of God. Anytime we are lacking in awe, which means we're also lacking in honor, and we're not going to hear from God, because who we don't respect, God lightly esteems. The surpassing greatness of power towards us who believe. So we need to make sure we believe. God's promises are yes and amen to everybody who trusts in Christ Jesus, who believe in Christ Jesus. It's not for everybody else. Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. There's a love of God and a calling according to her purpose. Not everybody can claim that verse. If you're not in Christ Jesus, if you're not a believer, you're not submitted to Christ, then that scripture is not for you. Greatness with power towards us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might and not our might. That's why we need to be in prayer too many times, and we think we can do it. Too many times we think we can carry the word of God in our own strength. Jesus couldn't carry the cross in his own strength. I'm talking about the natural cross, especially after he was, you know, was beaten. In fact, he had to have somebody else, but, you know, help carry his cross. And we are helping carry his cross, and he is helping us carry our cross as well. But we need to submit ourselves to God. You know, that's why we watch and pray, and that's why we go to prayer, because we're not able to do things in our own strength and our own ability, but we need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, and that only happens in prayer. The Word of God separates. The Word of God shows us where we are with God. It shows us where we have smudges on our face, where we need to clean up. It also shows us where we're, you know, where we have changed, where we're becoming more, going from glory to glory. But the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword to separate those things. But the Word of God is too heavy to carry if we're not spending our time in prayer. We have to put on the full armor of God. And then the full armor of God, we end up going into prayer so that we may have the strength to walk the walk that Jesus walked. Because without prayer, you can't walk it. Without prayer, you're just not going to be able to do God's will here on earth as it is in heaven. So this is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 16 through 19. There's a lot of things, you know, that you can pray. That Paul, you know, has just a compact prayer. There's so much stuff in there, but you can take this pieces here, and it's going to be effective as well for your life and for those you're praying for.